post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to all of you. It's February 23rd, 2012. This is your host, Tony Farmer, on The Comeback Show. I'm so happy to have you guys listening once again. I'm going to title this show, A Family Affair. I am so excited about this episode. I couldn't sleep last night because of the guest I'm going to have on today. So I'm going to have on one of my former coach, Mr. Coach Scott Fields, calling in from Salt Lake City, Utah, where I used to live. So I'll be excited to have him on. And my mom will be calling in at 10:30. Oh, my goodness, I cannot wait for that. So as you guys know, I like to start every week with the thought for the day. I want you guys to listen closely because this is the thought for today. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to continually be afraid you will make one. So we often wake up and we kind of see the things that we go through in life and see our ups and downs and the failures that we go through. And the hardest thing about anything in life is getting started and picking things up. But, you know, we have to pick up the pieces. Life goes on. God has a plan for every single one of us this week. And it's, you know, it's very important. I had a chance to eat dinner this week on Tuesday night with one of my friends, and we were just discussing, you know, things in life. And one thing that was brought up to me was the fact that I was always smiling and things were happy and, you know, caring is sharing, and I posted on my Facebook. But, you know, through all the adversity that you go through in life, if you're not positive, what's the point of living? And, you know, last week we lost Whitney Houston to her death, and the autopsy was performed, and I'm sure they have those results. But I didn't have a chance to watch the funeral live, but I did have a chance to kind of see it and everything. And what was important enough to me is to see the legacy that this woman left. I read my Facebook and my Twitter, and everybody was just posting her songs, posting comments about her. And, you know, it made me just take a step back and look, how would I want my legacy to be when I leave this earth? How would I want to be remembered? And, you know, her funeral was a beautiful thing. Tyler Perry and all the other celebrities and guests were singing and preaching and crying, but you know, they viewed it as a celebration, and that was an important component for all of us to see that she left an impression on a lot of people. And my heart goes out to her daughter, Bobby Christina. I just hope she can get it together, and I hope Bobby Brown embraces her and Whitney's mom and family and friends, you know, look to help this young lady in her life. But one of the things I got really excited about last week to see this kid, Jeremy Lin. I'm a big fan of this young man coming from Harvard. Was undrafted, overlooked, looked at some of his high school clips, his college clips, and you have Spike Lee wearing his jersey. This kid has taken the NBA by storm. I'm going to talk more to Coach Scott Fields about that. But, you know, you like to look at things of what people do, and his story has been amazing just based on the fact he's an Asian American, and you've never thought that he would make this big of a difference from a professional athlete component and breaking these records, what he's doing with the most points of 20-point games and things like that. So I'm definitely happy to see what he's been doing. So I'm looking forward to the game tonight when they play against one of my old teams, the Miami Heat, to see how he's going to go up against LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. And this is the exciting facet of sports of why it's so exciting to see stories like this, because the more things you see on the news, the majority of it is negative. And so to have a positive story like this has been amazing. But when I woke up this morning from my workout, I get up every day about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and get my thoughts together for the day. And I never really work out to music. I just work out to my thought process. And I was running the treadmill, and I was just telling myself, you know, I love the fact that God gives us second chances. I love the fact that he gives us opportunities to be better. So I started my journey at 271 pounds, and I got on the scale Saturday. I just told myself I wasn't going to get on the scale the whole time until I guessed I was back to my NBA playing weight, and I tipped in the scales at 251. So that was a blessing for me that I was excited about. My diet has been better, and I've been feeling good about my business projects moving forward. So I encourage each and every one of you to do the same and, you know, set goals for yourself and set visions for yourself. But this morning when I was reading, as I got into my office, there's a story about a young lady, a young girl actually, 9 years old, and she died running. And it kind of touched me because it makes us think, like, how do parents view their children? She died because she was being punished for eating candy bars. She was severely dehydrated, had a seizure, and died days later. So her grandmother and her stepmother were behind this because she lied about that. So when you look at your children, you look at your family and friends, I had a posting, you know, this morning on Facebook, you know, you want to be around people that encourage you and not discourage you. And this week I had a chance to play my daughter in a game called Words with Friends on Facebook, and I was simply amazed at my little angel. She's 10 years old. She beat me, and she was so excited, and she was spelling words that I didn't know she knew. So it was pretty interesting. She scored 50 points on the word jive. And so just to have that connection with my daughter just made me truly a happy father to say, you know what, you never lose a connection. Kids are growing up, and even technology can keep us together. So those kind of things are things that really, really excited me. This week is a big week in the NBA. It's NBA All-Star Weekend. I was supposed to be there for an event. The event got canceled, so I'm going to be just like the rest of you and watch it from home. But it's going to be a really good event. I had a chance to attend the All-Star Game in 2000 when I was in Golden State and be a part of it. And it was really interesting to see all these celebrities, as you guys view them, and all these athletes in one place just having a good time. And it's going to be a pretty exciting event. You have the trade rumors that are out there. You have, you know, a lot of interacting with people in sports. A lot of people from other sports will be watching it as well. So I'll be excited to be a part of that, at least, you know, from afar. But, you know, one thing I want to share with you guys that was pretty interesting, it's kind of touching for me, is my mom will be able to tell you more, but she has her book that's called Yours Truly. She has a special relationship, you know, with the Lord, and how she's always writing what she calls letters to Jesus. And I'll let her, you know, tap more of that, you know, when that, with that. So, you know, with that being said, I wanted to be able to read a little something that's kind of close to my heart. Is on July 28, 2001, at about 6:53 in the morning, my mom, you know, wrote this letter. And I was just looking at it this morning because it was talking about the birth of my daughter. And what's interesting is my mom was heading up there to see the birth of my daughter, and I was actually on a plane to try to make it back from Puerto Rico at the time. And it's pretty interesting because she was born at 8:43 on July 27th and weighed in at 7 pounds and 2 ounces and 20.5 inches. Now, I'm 6'10", so her mom is 5'10", so you know she was going to be a tall drink of water. But it was pretty interesting because my mom had wrote in this letter that I had cried all the way to Salt Lake City because I missed the birth of my daughter. And she didn't know that until I had gotten there and told her that I had cried the whole time, just based on the fact that I had missed the birth of my first child. Naturally, my son London is adopted, so Tasia was been my first natural born, and it was amazing of how I missed that. And my mom knew that I was in a hurt state of not to make it, but the fact is, she had wrote a letter to the Lord saying, you know what, my son is hurting right now, I'm on my way there. And she was born on July 27th, which is a Saturday. So it was pretty amazing the fact that, you know, when I look at the, how my daughter was born and my son's adopted and the vicissitudes of life, we never take time to just slow down of what we need to pay attention to. So it's pretty interesting of how life changes, and I'm excited about the projects that I have going on. And, you know, my life away from sports has been pretty amazing now, for the fact that I've had my ups and my downs, but the thing is I stay pretty positive. So I'm excited about that. We're going to have, you know, Coach Scott Fields calling in a little bit and to tell you his story. But the thing is we're going to bring him in right now, as I understand he's holding for us, and just give a small introduction and go to a commercial break, and we'll have more from him. So, Mr. Scott Fields, are you in the line?
What's going on, Tony Farmer?
What's going on, Coach Scott? How you doing, my friend?
Man, you know what? I am well. It's great to hear your voice, and I think it's pretty exciting, the things that you're doing right now, my friend.
Well, I can tell you, I've known you for probably about a good 11 years now, if not more, and I tell people all the time, you're one of the most exciting coaches I've ever played for, and you're so energetic. And, you know, the things I looked at, guys, you've come a long ways yourself. You've had a heck of a career. You started off, you know, at Chaminade College, you know, in Hawaii with that career. Actually, you started at King's College, I remember, in 88. I was coming out of high school, was coach of the year there. And then you went over to Centenary College, and then you moved on to Cowan Junior College and Chaminade, and you was the PacWest Coach of the Year in 94. Then, you know, you made your professional debut in 95, 96, and I believe you was the general manager and the youngest head coach in professional sports of the nation. So from that, you moved to Luxembourg, and you've been all over the place, to Asia, to China. So, you know, with that being said, today you've had your share of ups and downs from coaching and trying to find your niche. And, you know, what the things I want to ask you when we come back to from commercial break is, I want you to have a chance to tell your story and how you became a coach and what you're doing today. And you got an exciting son with you and Kim. So we're going to take this quick commercial break and come back with Coach Scott Fields in 2 minutes. All right, everybody, we'll see you in two.
Let's do it.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network. What's the national pastime in the U.S. in the 21st century?
Are you sure? Think again.
3 out of 4 Americans have made NFL football the true American pastime. It's now one of the fastest growing sports in the world. But how do we as fans understand everything that goes on behind the scenes? Tune in to Enter the League with Eugene T. Lee Esquire as your host. Eugene was the featured NFL agent in the ESPN acclaimed documentary The Dotted Line. And now he takes his expertise to the Voice America Sports Channel. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Tony Farmer. On the Comeback Show this week, we have Coach Scott Fields as one of our guests this week. Coach Scott, I have a couple of questions for you. You've coached on all levels, I mean, from college to Europe to Asia to the minor leagues. What have you seen has been the biggest difference about your career of coaching on all these levels?
Well, you know what? I've just been blessed. I've been fortunate. We've worked extremely, extremely hard, as you said. I got into my coaching career very, very young. I was on a full ride scholarship to play college basketball as a Hall of Famer at my high school in Indiana, and came down with rheumatoid arthritis, which ended my playing career. And at the age of 19, I got right into college coaching as the coach that I was playing for in college knew that my aspirations were to coach, and you know, he opened up his hand and gave me a wonderful opportunity to get started. So my first 3 years of college coaching was as an undergraduate working with players that were my age, if not older. And I learned immediately that, you know, it's about how you communicate. It's about the rapport, and it's about the ability to teach. I think that the best coaches are the ones that at every level can communicate and teach what is expected of them. I think a lot of coaches make the mistake of walking around and assuming that their players know what they want, and you see coaches, you know, get frustrated, start yelling and screaming, and that's just not my style of philosophy. I want to treat players as I want to be treated myself. I'm highly energetic, enthusiastic, and just want to teach the game the way I feel that it should be played and taught, and that's what I've been lucky with. But I guess to answer your question, every level is a bit different. And like I'm saying, I started off at the college level. I coached 12, 13 years at the college level, had a handful of those teams that were nationally ranked. And, you know, at the college level, it's about recruiting the style of player that fits your philosophy. And I'll say it again, because I don't know if a lot of coaches out there anymore actually have a style or philosophy, and trying to find those players that fit their philosophy. High school coaches don't have that liberty. They have to go with what cards are dealt to them. We were able to go out and recruit the players that fit a need and a specific role, and they knew what their role was going to be. And that worked out well for us. And then taking that philosophy of all those years, you know, at different colleges and universities, throughout my young career, at the age of 28, I was, you know, the youngest professional head coach in America, as I was the general manager and head coach of a minor league team here in the States. And that turned into an opportunity where I went up overseas. And, you know, like you said, you started off in Luxembourg, and then we went to Sweden. That turned into Austria. Austria turned into a job in Germany. Germany led into going to the Middle East of all places. And matter of fact, I think you and I, we first crossed paths, I think it was 15 years ago. I had a lot more hair back then. So we was in Puerto Rico, and I was coaching a 17-year-old Carlos Arroyo, who has gone on and done nice things in the NBA as well as you have. So it's been
You're
a lot of fun.
You were in Fajardo at that time.
that's amazing to think about, you know, the people that we meet, you know, as we do what we do. And, but I guess mainly, you know, the differences, you know, here in America, the game is just so athletic and everybody plays above the rim. And I think ESPN Sports Center back in the day, you know, everybody's trying to get in the top 10, where it's just all about high flying and dunks. And we're overseas, it's more of a fundamental game where it's more of a slowed down shooting type game. You have more finesse kind of players. In Asia, we had the smaller, quicker guards that weren't physically as strong. So, you know, for me, you know, it's nice to have that philosophy and style and system, but coaches have to put players in a situation to be successful. And I think that's where I've kind of carved my niche, is because I go in, I evaluate, I assess, see what we have, and then I try to bring the foreign players over, like yourself, what you did in your career, and, you know, make it fit the needs of the team, what they had, and, you know, get all those egos and communicate the roles, and, you know, get everybody on the same page and just make it happen. But It's all about the ability to teach and put people in a situation to be successful. And that's where I've been, like you said, I've been blessed to, we've got like a near 800 win percentage in my 14, 15 years as a head coach professionally abroad.
Right. With that being said, Coach, what do you think is the biggest difference in today's professional athletes and athletes from when you're growing up as far as like preparation, life issues, and support systems? I mean, I was reading a story about Allen Iverson of Owner Jeweler, $860,000. Now, that's a house. I mean, that's two or three houses
right.
in other places. When, you know, one thing that I've seen a lot with these athletes is the support systems. And today's athletes, you have to talk to the AAU coach, the potential agent, the cousins, and all that. What do you think are the biggest difference in today's professional athlete than athletes, let's say, through your era and my era? Because I've been kind of old school to be blessed to be mentored by, like, Magic Johnson, those guys. I saw James Worthy a few months ago at the event, and he was so happy to see me. We're just talking. What do you think is the biggest difference with that?
You know, I think in the old school days, it was about, you know, our support systems and the people that we surrounded ourselves with. And as you mentioned, kids today coming up through the system, it's so saturated because everybody has their hand on them and everybody wants to exploit these athletes. I mean, they're looking for the next endorsement deal. You know, when you and I grew up, it was more about team. And anymore, it seems that these players are growing up, you know, trying to market and market themselves and put themselves above the team because they're looking for the next endorsement deal. They're looking for the next marketing venture. They're looking for the next. And those things are all important, but you have to surround yourself with key people that are going to keep you grounded, keep you humble, and, you know, help you manage your time, budget your time, help you budget and finance your money, and help you make good decisions. Because, you know, I don't know the percentages, but I can only imagine that these percentages of these kids coming out, you know, don't come from great backgrounds, and they don't have much, and all of a sudden you throw a lot of money at these kids that have never had money. Well, they don't know how to budget that money. And, you know, so that way they have something to fall back on, you know, in their post career. I mean, like what you're doing right now. I mean, I see Tony Farmer sitting here, you know, doing a comeback radio show, and he's providing opportunities and he's providing a format for people can sit there and have soundboards with each other and help each other grow. And, you know, you see a lot of guys that, you know, I don't want to mention names or, you know, throw daggers at people, but I've seen poor decisions being made as they've come through because they just didn't manage what they had around them very well. And the next thing you know, those million-dollar contracts are gone immediately because they've been exploited by, you know, accountants or agents or, you know, people that they considered their friends that they tried to look out for them. And all of a sudden, when they don't have anything, where are those people now? You know, and it's kind of a shame.
Right. And that kind of leads into what I'm saying is the fact, like, you know, I've known you for a lot of years. When I was living in Salt Lake City at the time, you know, my kids were calling you Uncle Scott. They're London and Tasia, you know, love you to death. They love the energy. You've been to my home, you know, and saw the businesses that I ran at that time up there. So, you know, I've always been one of those guys, Coach, that persevered and just kind of made it. And that's what led me to my show, the Comeback Radio Show, and also the Comeback TV show that we're coming out soon, is because I wanted people to hear from my peers, from athletes, celebrities, musicians, models, that they can open up to me as opposed to maybe like an ESPN or somebody else where they might feel intimidated by the interview questions. So a lot of times reporters ask tough questions, but with me, I'm not there to belittle them. I'm there to encourage them. So, you know, with that being said, I understand now you're doing some motivational speaking. Is that your passion now? Are you? I know you're looking to get to the NBA. That's always an aspiration of yours, and I know you're so close, and you're going to get your calling one day soon. But you're doing some motivational speaking now. Is that the passion that you're leaning towards, that pathway, as well as coaching, too? What are you doing with that?
Well, I enjoy speaking, you know, and when I can get out and speak to kids or I can speak to organizations, and, you know, we talk about team building or, you know, any kind of things that they feel they have a need on, I enjoy those things because it's still a part of Scott Field, because I do feel I'm motivational and inspirational, but it's more about taking what they have and taking their brand to the next level. I enjoy it, but, you know, I'm a coach. I'm a lifer. I can't help it. It's in my blood. It's going to be that way for the rest of my life. You know, last year I wasn't able to, do stuff with the NBA because, you know, the summer league was canceled because they were in the lockout. was fortunate that in November, you know, I was able to be the head coach of a charity event that came here to Salt Lake City. And
right.
again, it was, you know, not to drop names, but, you know, it's fun to have the opportunity to work with, you know, the Chauncey Billups, the Corey Maggettes, the Stephen
right.
Currys that, you know, I coached with at the NBA Summer League when Keith Smart gave me the opportunity to come around and learn and grow from him. And then, you know, we had the number three pick, Inez Kanter, when he came in town. And I had Jeremy Evans, who is, I'm super excited for, that he just got named to have the chance to, you know, go and participate in the slam dunk competition, because that man has crazy bounce. And I think he's going to, you know, highlight that bounce, you know, this weekend when he heads down to Orlando. So I'm excited for him. I had Jimmer Fredette, who was the, you know, college player of the year and is actually playing with the Sacramento Kings right now with, again, my friend Coach Keith Smart. And so, I mean, it was fun for me to be in my element. I'm never far from that or detached from that. You know, we keep grinding. And, you know, for me, it's just about coaching. I don't care what level it is. Because it's about teaching and spreading your passion. So I'm hoping that's, you know, where all this stuff is going to continue to lead, and we keep praying about it, and hopefully the good Lord's going to open up, and we're going to see those things, because we do grind at it daily, and we network hard, and, you know, I really believe that at the NBA level, it's about the, you know, it's about relationships and the relationships that you have, and, you know, once you get that opportunity, you just got to maximize on it, kind of just like Jeremy Lin right now, where, you know, he's had some adversity, and, you know, he bounced around in the NBA, he went back down to the D League, and boom, you know, he's a couple weeks away from being waived, and then look where he's at right now with, you know,
exactly.
Mike D'Antoni giving him an opportunity, and boom, he's gone from sleeping on the couch in his brother's room to now having his own place. So
exactly.
You know, good for him. He maximized on that opportunity, and I'm all about that, Tony.
Right. Now, with that being said, a couple questions I have before we go to commercial break. Who's the best team in the NBA?
You know what? There's quality teams out there, and what you're seeing now, it's amazing to me, and I'll try to, you know, answer quickly, even though it's a long, long process. The teams that have bench and the teams that have youth and young legs are doing better this season because it's condensed and there's so many back-to-back-to-back games. And with the injuries that have happened because they didn't have time for preparation, they didn't have summer leagues, they didn't have their training camps, I think you're seeing the teams with youthful young legs doing a little bit better and having more stability within their season so far. And I mean, here we are at the halfway point right now, but I like them Clippers out there by you. I mean, it's too bad that Chauncey, you know, had the injury with the Achilles. But again, did age have a factor to do with that? Did the NBA lockout have a factor to do with that?
Right.
I'm sure it did. But those young legs and those deep benches, I mean, look at Oklahoma City right now and what they're doing with their young core. I think they're going to be very, very dangerous. And then you got to look at LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and what they're going to do and what kind of run they're going to make, you know, coming out of the East.
Good. And one final question for you, Coach, before we go to commercial break. You have a son now, and you and Kim have a beautiful young man in your home that you're dad to, and she's mom to. So I know that's been a big inspiration, which you love so much. So with that, how does it feel to be a father, number one? How has he inspired you and Kim? And then the last thing, what are you doing today?
You know what? Brandon is an amazing young man. I've loved kids. Because of my travels, I didn't have any children of my own, and met this wonderful young man when I came back from coaching my last stint in China. And, you know, he kept coming around my office as I was doing some counseling, working with some youth at risk. And these colleagues of mine were saying, man, this one young man, he's just so passionate about basketball. He's originally from Los Angeles. And you know what? We just built and nurtured a relationship. And he has changed my life probably more than I've changed his. But he's a fun little baller. He's a sophomore out here at Riverton High School. And let me tell you what, he's one of only three sophomores that play varsity. They've just qualified for the state. But when he's out there on that floor, that young man has got a Brandon Jennings type of game. He's a little lefty. He's a lot of fun. And it's fun for me to sit back now and sit in the stands instead of being the one making all the decisions and watching him and trying to, you know, mentor him and coach him up. And man, he's just a wonderful blessing in our lives, and we're thrilled to have him. He kind of completes our family, and my wife has been so supportive of him, and it's been fun for Whitney and I and all of us to have our holidays together, and it's just a lot of fun to watch him grow as not only as a player, because I feel he could be one of the best point guards coming out of Utah by his senior year, but to watch him grow as a young man, and he's got prom coming up, and you know, listening to him talk to my wife about how to ask his girl to the prom, and that stuff has been so fun for me, and it's just a blessing. It truly is. It's kind of like the movie Blind Side, but since it's basketball, it's all about the crossover, baby.
There you go. That's good. With that being said, Coach, one final thing. How can people keep up with Coach Scott Fields and what he's doing today before we go to commercial? How can they find
you? Know what? I do have a website that is, CoachScottFields.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott_Fields. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm always out and about, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a lot of listeners to the show today, and that can also, you know, build on to bigger things as well.
Well, Coach, with that being said, I definitely appreciate you being on the show. You've always been one of my favorite coaches. I've known you for so many years. You're like family to me, and anybody that comes across my kids and my kids love is a part of my circle. So I wish you all the best. Tell Kim and Whitney I said hello, and wish that young man, Brandon, all the best and for him to achieve a scholarship. And I know you'll get him to a good D1 school, and I wish you all the best.
Tony, it's been an honor and a pleasure, my man, and whenever we can get together, let's make sure we do that, because I'm a big believer in the things that you stand for, your morals, your values, and your beliefs, and people like you have helped me groom to become a better coach to where I am today. So, and for that, I thank you, my man.
All right, I appreciate it. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with our second guest, my mommy. So we're headed to commercial. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Comeback Show, everybody. This is your host, Tony Farmer, and I appreciate Scott Fields once again for being on our show. I've known Scott for many, many years. He's been an inspiration in my life as a man, as a person, as a coach, so I like everything he stands for. But I am jumping out my seat because I told you this is family affair, and I want to welcome my mommy to the show. Mom, are you on the show?
I'm here, son. Thank
you. Good. Let me tell you guys about my mom. She's older than me, but I have to introduce her because that's my job, okay? So my mom was born June 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona. We were talking about that the other about last week or two, about how I know all her stats, went to Douglas High School. A friend of mine went to Booker T. Washington and said that her school was a rival. So my mom was from Oklahoma City, has been in California for many years, has been Denver, everywhere, and she's been a tremendous, tremendous inspiration to my life. I talk to her every single day of the week, whether it's by email or whether it's by phone, and she just now got the new iPhone, so now she texts me, which is a graduation stage for her. So Mom, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. And I have someone to introduce the listeners to.
Yes, exactly. So you have a special guest here, and I know we have some family on the line. I've been getting Facebook updates and stuff like that. So I know our cousin Shannon and Sydney are out there in Oklahoma listening. So you have a special guest. So who's the young man, or who's with you on the line, Mom?
Okay, let me introduce you to him. The man I have the privilege of introducing to you today has a long history of success in his field. His accomplishments are many. First of all, he's an honor graduate of the Colorado State Penitentiary, receiving his bachelor's degree in burglary in 1977. He returned in 1983 and received his master's degree in larceny on January 3rd, 1984. Prior to completing his higher education, he enrolled in numerous institutions, including the Denver County Jail, Arapahoe County Jail, Adams County Jail, Lake Alfred, Florida County Jail, and the Long Beach, California County Jail. His elementary schooling included the Dallas City Jail, Oberlin, Ohio City Jail, the Denver City Jail, and the Aurora City Jail. Now, his professional experiences include 10 years as a heroin addict, 8 years as a cocaine addict, with 20 years of marijuana use, and 5 years of amphetamines and barbiturates. Now, his direct experiences include robbery, direct IV injection, burglary, extortion, assault and battery, larceny, contempt of court, filthy language, trespassing, and possession of narcotics. But today, he is a new creature in Christ. With over 25 years of sobriety, a new wife and family, president of Drug Alternative Program, and a published author, having recounted his addiction and redemption in his autobiography, Death Dance. It's with great pleasure, Tony, that I introduce to your listeners my husband, Mr. Cliff Harris.
Oh, praise him, praise him.
Are you on the line with us, Dad?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, thank you. Well, Mom and Dad, I'm so happy to have you guys on the show. But let me tell you this. You guys have quite a love story, so I want you to tell us how you guys met and how God has blessed you, Mom, with this amazing man, and Dad, how with this amazing woman, your relationship, and then also the ministry and the business that you guys have with Drug Alternative. So I'll let you guys, you know, have the floor and how this all came about.
You want to go first?
Okay. Well, you know, I was divorced and lonely, and I moved to Denver, Colorado, and I was looking for a Christian husband. And I did not receive any referrals. I joined this Christian Singles Club and did not receive one referral. But I received a poem, and I bought a copy of this poem for you ladies that are listening out there. It's called Most Wonderful Love. And this poem says, Freddie, I want you to stop looking around for that perfect person, and I want you to fall in love with me, Jesus Christ. So you know what? I made a decision. I said, I'm not going to date anyone for a whole year. I'm just going to get to know Jesus. And I did that for 1 year. And you know, this poem also says, and when you're ready, I'll surprise you with someone you never dreamed of. And that person was Mr. Cliff Harris.
Well, listen, let me tell you listeners out there a little bit about me and how we met. Well, this was the second time that I was in the Colorado State Penitentiary, and I was just tired of the drugs. I was tired of going to jail. I was tired of the courts and dealers and everything. You know, I lost family. I lost home. I lost everything behind drugs. And I said to myself, when I get out of here, I'm going to go to church. Just go to church. Just sit your behind down on the pew in church. And I used to think, you know, people that go to church don't go to jail. And I was just tired of jail. So what I did was I went to church. And I knew one thing I didn't want to do was to get involved with a female. I didn't want to do that because it would take me off track, and I didn't do that. But when I went to church, this first time, my son was standing in church, And all of a sudden, here comes Freddie, and she kisses Jeffrey on the cheek, my son. And I, like, all I saw was her face. And I, in this face, I saw all this joy, and I saw all this peace. And I said to myself, she's the one. And she went on back into church, and then the next, I saw her the next week. I'd asked my sister who she was, and she wouldn't tell me. And I asked my son, he wouldn't ask for the phone number, he wouldn't tell me. Oh, that's okay. When I go to church, I'll see her, and I will handle it myself. Well, she wasn't there when I went back.
But I did go back that afternoon, and I was standing in church, you know, just talking to someone, and Cliff was standing there. And what happened, honey?
Well, I was standing there. She was talking to some guy, and she had her back to me. And I said, I was standing up against the wall in the parlor of the church, and I said, yeah, I know you know I'm looking at you, and I'm going to keep on looking at her. And she turned around, and she just walked up to me, and she said,
hi. What's your name?
And I said who I was, and I said, you know, I'm looking for a Christian friend. How would you like to be that friend?
And I said, yes, I would like that.
And I said, but where do you live? What's your phone number? And I got all of that, and I couldn't wait until we made a date to see each other the next day. But I couldn't wait till the next day. So I called her up and asked her that I told her I had something for her. And could I bring it over? And she said, well, you don't even know me. I said, oh, yes, I know you. And what did I bring you, Freddie?
He brought me one red rose. And when he gave me that rose, the Holy Spirit impressed me. He's the one.
And, you know, I knew this was one thing that I knew, that I had to tell her about my life, 20 years of drug abuse, you know, in and out of jails and stealing and all of this stuff that I had. I had a $200 a day habit on heroin. And so all of this stuff that I had to let her know, this was part of my life. And so when I told her, when she came over, I had moved out from my sister's when I had gotten out of prison. And I said to her, I would like for you to come over to my place. And she came in the house, and she sat on one end of the couch, and I sat on the other end of the couch, and I told her, you know, I've lied, I've stole, I've done everything. And she looked at me, and she said, is that all?
And I said, is that all? Because I'd already been impressed that he's the one.
And I said, this girl got to be crazy. I said, will you marry me? Just like that.
And I said,
wow.
Yes.
And, you know, when she said yes, I kissed her, and we've been kissing ever since.
3 months
good.
Later, we were married.
Praise.
As you guys know, my parents have, you know, amazing story. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a two-minute commercial break, because I want you guys to hear the tail end of, you know, from their relationship, on how they got married to what they're doing today. And, you know, this has been the most exciting show that I've done, because I couldn't wait to get my mom and dad. So we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back in 2 minutes on The Comeback Show with Tony Farmer.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer, with the Comeback Show, and I'm on the show right now with my parents, and you guys have heard their story that my dad proposed to my mom after 90 days. Most people get fit in 90 days, and most people do have these programs in 90 days. My dad didn't even have any special celebration. He said, "Freddie, will you marry me?" So with that being said, Mom and Dad, you guys can tell them how our listeners, how you continue that journey to get married and what you guys are doing today and your books and all that. So you guys let them know what happened after that.
First of all, we have been married for 27 years. When we got married, everyone knew that it would not last. But, you know, the Lord brought us together not only in marriage but for the birth of Drug Alternative Program. This is a ministry we have, and this is our 25th year of ministry. And what we do...
Well, my whole thing was I wanted to help somebody not go through what I went through in life. And, you know, with the drugs and all of that kind of mess. So I mentioned to Freddie one day, let's start a drug program. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to do with it or how to do it. But anyway, I just had a passion to help somebody. So we started this ministry in
1987.
And we opened it. I didn't have no house. I didn't know what to do, nothing about it. But we ended up that we got our nonprofit status, and we started Drug Alternative Program. And
what it is we have a 12 to 18-month residential program for men. We have four houses in a two-block area in Grand Terrace, California. And our passion is that we want to help men addicted to drugs. So if you know someone that's addicted to drugs and you need help with them, give us a call. If you are a codependent and you need help with your family members, give us a call, because this is what we do. These men come here, and our program is set up like everyday living. They get up in the morning. They have their worship. We have a lawn business. The lawn business pays for 60% of our income. They work. They come home. They fix their dinner. They're totally self-sufficient. Then we have group sessions in the evening. So we set the pattern for them. When they leave the 12- to 18-month program, they're ready to live a good, healthy life.
Let them know what our success rate is.
Success rate is 60 to 80%. And it's because our program is so long, and our focus is not just getting guys off of drugs. We want to help them to build a personal relationship with God and have a good, healthy life. They have therapy. They have group therapy. They have one-on-one therapy. They have recreation. So it's a full program just set up for these guys to turn their lives around.
Freddie, I want you to do this for me, okay? Because you guys, Freddie's the one that, she's in charge of everything. You know, I look to her. She is it. So what I'd like for you to do, Freddie, is let them know to read how they can get my book. And once they say you start reading my book, you can't put it down. So give them the information on how they can get in touch with us in Drug Alternative Program or how they can get our book.
Okay, we both have books. Cliff's book is called Death Dance. This is his autobiography. And I have a book called Yours Truly. You know, I have written, I do a lot of journals. I write letters to God, and this is my life story written through my letters to God. And we have a website. It's www.drugalternativeprogram.com. And our telephone number is 909-783-1094. So if you would like to have a book, and ladies, if you would like to have this poem, Most Wonderful Love, hey, give us a call, and we'll be glad to share with you. And I want to also let you know that Dr. Ben Carson is one of our honorary board members, and I don't know, some of you might have attended our big affair we had at the Crystal Cathedral in 2009. Dr. Carson was our guest speaker, and Take Six was the entertainment. So that was a blessing to us. But our motto is Christ leads us to help you, and we'll lead you to Christ for help. And Tony will tell you this is our passion. Hey, we love our work. We work hard. But, hey, we just want to help someone not to go down the road the cliff went.
Right. And, Mom, with that being said, you know, I tell people, everybody that I come encounter with, and you and Dad could be the witness, I tell them that I do not drink, I do not smoke, I have not done a drug, I've never have and never will, and I'm one of the only people, persons, in our family that has never done anything like that.
And you know what? I have the same record. I've never drank, I never smoked, but we're doing this ministry 24/7, and I never forget when I was maybe 10 years in the ministry, I said, Lord, what do these guys feel on drugs? You know, I've never done any of it. And guess what, you guys? The Lord gave me a dream that I got high on cocaine, and it was better than sex. I said, okay, Lord, I understand. I understand what these guys are going through.
You know, one thing I want to let the audience know, Tony, this is one thing I've always felt good about you. Even out there when you were in the NBA, you never did do any drugs. You never did have a problem with that, or you went through any of that. And that's a blessing within itself because
yes.
You were focused on what you were doing, and you're good
right.
at it. And that's right. one thing I always felt good about you was that, hey, even though, here's my son, he never did go through all of that, never went through that stuff. And I'm proud of you for what you have done and what way you have, you know, have taken your life thus far. You're a good man, Tony.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that because the thing is, you know, they always say a son is as good as the man is at home. And I tell people all the time, my dad is amazing. He's given me the tough love. When I was going through divorce, he flew up to Salt Lake City and told me what I needed to do, what I had to do. He didn't tell me, he didn't ask me, can he come? He said, I am coming. My mom has been to Belgium, has been to France, has been Puerto Rico, all over the place. But, you know, I can tell you guys, when you listen to stories like this and your parents are influencing what you do in your life, it really makes a difference. So, you know, I want to thank my mom and dad for being on this show. I was so excited, couldn't even sleep when I woke up today at work. I was trying to tell everybody that I knew that they were going to be on this show today. So my little brother is flying in today. They're going to go pick him up at the airport and come by my office. So I'm going to see all 5-8 of him. So I'll be excited about that. But, Mom, tell our listeners how people are amazed. And Dad can tell you the same thing, how I'm 6'10 and London 5'8.
Yes.
And then that is so true.
And his sister's even shorter, so it's like stair steps.
So, in other words, when Tony comes through the door, you guys, he's got to blow his head to get through the door, you know. So that's something. But, yes, there's a whole different in height in all of them.
Right. But, son, we just want to say that we're proud of you and all the things that you're doing. And, hey, we're your best fans.
Well, I thank you guys for coming on the show today, and I'll see you guys later on today for sure.
Okay. We love you.
All right, thank you. Okay, love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. With that being said, everybody, you guys had a chance to hear the show of my parents. I tell people, for all you ladies out there, if you think chivalry and love is not there, it is definitely there, and I myself have been taught to be patient and just, you know, wait to see what God has in store for myself or my own personal life, but I like to end my shows with a thought for the week, and this is my thought for the week. If someone is going down the wrong road, he doesn't need motivation to speed him up. He needs education to turn him around. So that's a powerful, powerful statement. So I will tell you guys this, you know, for this Thursday. One thing I want you to do is go through today being positive, saying hello to people you don't know, put your arm around someone you don't know, hug those who you do know, tell them thank you for being in your life, tell them thank you for the things that they've done, maybe spend time with someone you haven't spent time with. But I would tell you this, I want all of you on this Thursday and this week to have a tremendous week, have a great weekend. I want you to be blessed, be positive, thank God for the things he's done for you. They say more prayer is more power. And I will leave you with this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and God will never, ever, ever give you something that you can't handle, and he will never forsake you. So once again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to the Comeback Show this week. One of my good friends, Vince Paletta out of New Rochester, New York, just got involved with a company, Daily Referral, that he's got me involved in. And invite you guys to check out my website, www.daily4deals4life. It's like Groupon on steroids. You guys have a fantastic week, a great weekend, and we'll see you next week on the Comeback Show with Tony Farmer with more guests. Take care, everybody. We're out of here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.